to finally be able to play your first game in the National Football League. I've been playing football since I was 5 years old and just been waiting on this moment. So right now I'm just pretty excited. Can't wait.
Nervous too?
Not at all. I was actually talking with Xavier Rhodes at dinner 2 nights ago, and he was more nervous for me than I was for myself. So I just can't wait to get out there, and you know, this is what we're here to do, play football, and it's finally here. I'm just excited.
How important will it be for you to, you know, we know you're going to get a little bit of time with the first team. How important will it be to kind of maximize that time in a game situation?
It's important for me to maximize all of the playing time that I get. And it's important for all of the young guys because, you know, right now we're all just competing, trying to earn a spot on this roster. And, you know, we just want to take advantage of each and every rep and maximize each and every opportunity.
Okay, with it being our first preseason game, are you anticipating defenses be kind of plain, or will you see a lot of blitzing? What are you thinking is going to happen?
I really don't know what to expect. You know, it's the first game of the year, first preseason game. So right now, we're more focused on, you know, improving ourselves as a team within the Minnesota Vikings than know what to expect come Friday night.
Level of importance, knowing your protection schemes and what to call when you see it. How important is that? Because you haven't taken a hit in the NFL yet.
Oh, yeah, it's very important. And, you know, like you said, I haven't taken a hit yet in the National Football League. And, you know, it feels like 100 years, you know, since I actually taken a hit, since my college bowl game. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, Friday night. And I just have to make sure that I'm sharp with the protections and everything. And, you know, it's going to be a lot asked of the quarterbacks. But, you know, throughout training camp, we've been doing good and playing exceptional football. So I'm pretty sure that Friday night should be a good night.
It's a little different, you know, in college, you're usually tuning up to maybe play like a 1AA team, but it's still a game that matters as opposed to a game like this where it obviously matters how you do, but it doesn't matter in the win column. I mean, how is it kind of different preparing for those games in college to kind of easing into a game like this?
That's very different because now you're talking about playing against some of the guys who are the best in the game and the best in the business. But, you know, every game is important. You know, whether it's a practice rep, that's even important. So for us, we have that mindset that, you know, we're going to approach this game like it's another game and, you know, like it's an important game, and, you know, we're not going to just go out there and roll the ball. So because Jeremy's talked about outworking, outsmarting, and outplaying your opponent. So well, those are the three factors going into this game.
You were pretty down the other night after the Green Bay interception. Have you rebounded since then?
Oh, yes. And, you know, that's what training camp is for. You know, you make your mistakes now and you learn from them. So, you know, that night, you never want to turn the ball over in the red zone. So, you know, I was able to watch the film, learn from my mistake, and just come back out and compete.
Coach Zimmer indicated you could play around two quarters Friday. Is that kind of what you expect, or you got any indication of how much you might play?
I have no indications, and, you know, I really don't know what to expect. I just know that, you know, I'm going to play whenever my number is called, and, you know, Coach Turner hasn't mentioned to me about taking me out anytime soon, so I'm just going to continue to compete until my number is called to come out.